We're in the Minnesota Corn Tent here at Farm Fest, catching up with Harold Woolley, a past president of National Corn Growers Association, of course, out of Minnesota. Here, no doubt about it, the corn price isn't where we'd like to be. Most commodity prices are in that same category. What needs to be done to correct that situation?
Well, I think there's some policy decisions that can be made at the federal level that affect the demand for corn. You know, we need a good biofuels policy that encourages the use of our homegrown feedstocks, and we need trade deals that are actually going to get product on the ship going across the ocean. We need to have these policy decisions made and implemented that will increase the demand for our crop.
A lot of work on framework agreements. I guess the devil's in the details.
That's the way it appears. A lot of rhetoric about trade deals, but we still want to see the ships going across the ocean.
We've got one big beautiful bill done, still looking at the rest of what would be a traditional farm bill with the so-called skinny farm bill. What's the wish list for Minnesota corn?
Well, we want to see a farm bill implemented. The CRP and the rural development, energy issues, there's a whole host of items that are in those additional titles of the farm bill that weren't addressed in the reconciliation bill. And they're important. They're important for rural America. So, certainly the leadership is of the House and Senate Ag Committees, I think, are desirous of getting a farm bill across the finish line yet this year. We will see whether the other politicians join in and enable this to happen.
Harold Woolley with us again, coming to you from the Minnesota Corn Tent here at Farm Fest.